You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
All these rookies have everybody so excited, they can't even name all the names yet, but they're really excited. And there's the one kid with the Polish name who hit the three homers, and then there's the 6'7" shortstop. You got to see that guy. And there's one rookie who's been here for a while now that absolutely no one acknowledges, and he's been as good as any of them and better than most of them. Good morning to you. Good Wednesday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. Comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or hockey, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins, where you found this. Pirates 7, Cubs 1. And it was the kids, the rookies, the baby faces who did it. Again, Rowanzi Contreras didn't have his best stuff, but he was able to mow down the Chicago lineup such as it is. O'Neill Cruz hit some other 100 billion miles an hour RBI single. Bly Madras, again, looked like he might have been left down in Indianapolis a little too long himself. Jack Sawinski, the whole crew. But the guy that nobody ever mentions is Yerry De Los Santos. This is, for those of you who are hearing this name for the first time, and I actually wouldn't doubt that there are a few who are right now, he's been up for 8 games for the Pirates. And pitching out of relief, he's logged 8 2/3 innings, 11 strikeouts, 2 walks, 4 hits. That's it. Dude just showed up and mowed people down. And it's not just the what that's impressive. It's the how. Because he's flooring them with wipeout stuff. Yeah, he can bring the four-seam, but he's also got some serious movement, action. And he's shown command, which in and of itself is impressive for any rookie. And that's the one thing that you look for, is issues related to poise and control. He's out there. He looks cool as anyone on the field. And he's allowed now 1 hit over his last 21 batters, going all the way back to the 7th inning on June 3rd. He's retired 14 right-handed batters in a row. This is, like, crazy. This is potentially another back-end option to work there with David Bednar. You know how when Chris Stratton started to struggle, it looked like, uh-oh, Bednar's going to have to do everything, and then there were a couple of games where Bednar did have to do everything? Maybe it now won't be that way. Now, I don't expect Derek Shelton to go jumping on De Los Santos right away. Count your blessings. He's come up and done what he's done. You don't want to force the issue, but you can kind of start nudging him back further and further in games and using him in what managers like to call high leverage situations. Get him out there in front of 50,000 people, obviously, in some road stadium, and see what his nerves do. See how he reacts. You got to do that gradually, I believe. Unless, of course, the kid's telling you something else entirely. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern, that's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park. De Los Santos doesn't know a ton of English. He's from the Dominican Republic. He was signed for $145,000 as a bonus as a child, as a 16-year-old. What a crazy system that is, the Latin American free agency. He was signed by Rene Gallo, and I brought that up with him since Gallo and I have been pretty tight for a lot of years now. And he lit up, and we started to have a brief talk, not just about that, but also about the way he's pitched. And it wasn't formal or anything, so I'm not going to quote him. We're just, you know, having some dialogue there. And you could see whenever he was talking about his pitching, and I didn't necessarily understand everything that he was saying to me, but there was an excitement in his eye. There was an eagerness to convey his confidence. There, does that make any sense to you? I'll try it again if it doesn't. I've seen pitchers, including Dominican pitchers, who aren't yet super fluent in English, they'll kind of look away. They'll get a little bit nervous. They'll worry that they'll say something that might get them in trouble unwittingly. And that's very understandable. That's not a criticism. As I often say to them, their English is a lot better than my Spanish. But De Los Santos just lit up. And he reminded me in that sense, for those of you who go back a bit with the team of Solomon Torres, if you remember, Sully was not only a really, really good reliever here, really durable, tough reliever who eventually became the team's closer. He's also just like the nicest man, you know, the most outgoing, and those eyes were so happy. This is what De Los Santos reminded me of. And that in and of itself was fun for me to observe. And when I asked him about how he's doing, is he having fun? Yes, he goes, in the same way that Torres would. I'm going to be the only one who's talking about him, and that's okay. That's okay. The next time you have a chance to watch him pitch, and he did it again last night, pay a little bit of extra attention. He's not just another guy they're bringing out of the pen. And I know the way these games go, because you can see enough of the Heath Hembree and Anthony Bonda that you can get a little numb to what's coming out from that fence if it isn't Bednar. This kid is worth it. This is someone who really should be a significant part of this team's future, even if nobody's giving him any due right now. When we come back, just one question.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today's J1Q comes from Jeff Hoffman, who asks, so Is this the Cubs pitching, or is this a change in attitude by the Buccos now that it looks like we're all in to try to win? Jeff, you're conflating a lot of different unrelated things there, so I'm going to piecemeal this one on you. Is it the Cubs pitching? Yes, of course it is. That doesn't mean that the Pirates aren't having good at-bats. It doesn't mean they aren't having good approaches. And it certainly doesn't mean that they aren't doing what they should be doing with the caliber of a lot of these pitches. But when you break down the highlights of even just one individual and you put together that individual's at-bats, which we have to do at DK Pittsburgh Sports for some of the video footage that we stick into our writing coverage, you'll see that these are not good pitches. These are pitches that deserve the beatings that they're getting. Now, that said, as recently as, 2 weeks ago, we were complaining that the Pirates couldn't hit anything, including mistakes, and we were complaining that they had terrible approaches. Remember the one game where they did nothing other than swing at the first pitch? That was just last week against San Francisco. So, yes, there's something of an improvement on the Pirates' part to coincide with the Cubs being in town. Now, this other thing that you bring up, a change in attitude by the Buccos now that looks like we're all in to try to win. This is, please take this with respect, not as some condescending thing, not as some reporter thing or whatever here, but this is the way fans see the game. The fans' attitudes have improved because they've seen results. The fans' attitudes have improved because they've seen some signs of what they'd been told to wait for, and now it appears like the wait would have been worth it. What's happening at field level isn't attitude, and it most definitely isn't, and I mean this, ever some nutting thing, which is what you're making it sound like. Like, wow, we hated nutting, but now our attitude has gotten better. Well, that's, first of all, that's your right to do that at any of those things. Hate nutting, whatever, okay? But the players, this just doesn't come up in there. It just doesn't. Most of these players, please understand this, Jeff, are either on the precipice of being out of the major leagues or they were who? Brian Hayes, Brian Reynolds, and no more than a handful of other guys. That's it. So their attitude wasn't an issue for any of them. That's also, by the way, the reason that you don't really see effort ever being an issue with a team that's built like this, because every guy thinks that every time he blows it in terms of laziness, they're going to be back in Indy or Altoona like the next morning. Kind of like what happened with Rodolfo Castro, the only player who was publicly questioned as it relates to effort all season. That's just not a thing. That's not a thing. Don't transfer. This is what I'm saying here. Don't transfer what you're feeling to what they're feeling. I can assure you that it's not the same thing, just as it's not the same thing as to whatever I'm feeling, seeing, hearing, reporting is what you're thinking or what they're thinking. It's just not the same. The players go out there to play hard every day. Their emphasis in the clubhouse has been on winning that day's game. That's not the emphasis of the front office, and you can argue into oblivion that it's not the emphasis of the ownership, but it absolutely is, was, and has been in the clubhouse. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll do another one of these tomorrow.